The following program is sponsored by APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Help for homes with the Dixie Difference.
Hello and welcome to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie Difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. My name is Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
I was trying not
to
laugh.
That's not funny.
You sound so bad.
Because I am.
You've got a cold. I was trying to hold it in the whole time, and you sound really low voice today. If you've never heard the show before, trust me, he sounds really low voice today. But I'm glad you're here in studio helping me with the show that we help homeowners all over the Kansas City metropolitan area with their homes with plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. So good job, Keith.
I just want you, this is absolute proof of my dedication and love for you.
Yes.
I should be in bed. You have worked me to death. Hey, the cold has killed me. The office has killed me. The kids.
Right.
I as soon as this show's over, I love each and every one of you, but I'm
going back to bed. All right.
Yeah, I ain't talking to anybody.
Well, you know what? We want to talk about, even though the weather has warmed up a little bit the last few days, and that has been a great relief in our winter weather, but we do have furnace troubles still out there. We're still taking furnace calls, and it does drop at night, and we're getting that below freezing still over the night hours. So we want you to be safe in your home when it is cold, whether it's daytime or nighttime. And so we want to go over when to repair, when to upgrade, and when to replace your furnace. So a few options there for you that we're going to go over. And I know this is whether you haven't had a furnace problem yet, you should really listen in as well, because you don't know when you're going to get one. And you want to make sure that you're making the best decision for your pocketbook, for your family, for the efficiency, and for your, just overall safety for your home. Because a furnace is definitely something that can cause havoc, can literally kill you. I was trying not to go so dramatic.
Wow.
If you don't, operate it correctly. So anything that gas runs through can give complications, especially on an appliance that isn't maintained regularly. So we talk about that here on APW Help for Homes all the time, about making sure you maintain your mechanical equipment properly. And APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do have our radio special $59 furnace safety and clean check. I mean, gosh, that barely pays for the gas to get out there and the technician's time. So take advantage of that radio special. 913-825-6600 is the number to call. And you can make sure that you have the peace of mind that your furnace, whether it's electric, gas, propane, however it's running, is running efficiently, but it's also running safely for your home. So you can lose up to 5% efficiency each year not maintaining your mechanical equipment properly in your home. So whether it's the furnace or the air conditioner, so you want to make sure that you're definitely taking care of that. In addition, we also, like I said, when you have those furnace problems, if you've had them, definitely stay tuned. We want to let you know, when is it time to repair them or upgrade them, which you can. That's probably the question we get the most, is I didn't know they could be upgraded. And then, of course, people know that you can replace them. So we want to spend a little bit of time on how you can save yourself some money, and but know you're making the right decision as well.
You couldn't hold out anymore, could you?
What's that?
Hey, you finally had to turn your chair and face me.
Yeah, today.
It's my glowing beauty
today.
My glowing beauty made you finally turn and look at me
with your messed up hair and your puffy cheeks and your low voice with your cold going on. I'm just, as long as you stay way over there, I'm good with it.
Is that why you moved? Because you're like,
I'm further away. I'm facing you, but I am further away.
Yeah, just so you know, she's looking straight forward, and I'm looking at her, but she's looking straight forward because I'm looking to the side.
Right.
She has turned her chair, went around the table.
Corner, yes,
and now she's now she's looking at me.
Yes, I am.
I thought it was
gazing
because,
into your beautiful eyes, beautiful brown eyes.
I do have pretty eyes.
I'm just trying to get more away from you.
That's
I don't want to catch this sickness that you have. So that's it's terrible. All about the sickness. No, it's
you're
not
the one
terrible.
Who probably got me sick.
I haven't been sick yet. Knock on wood.
That's it. That's what's going to happen.
Keith, I want you to share your knowledge about repair, upgrade, and replace. When's the time when you've got those furnace problems?
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right. So a couple of things. Cracked heat exchangers is probably one of them. I see this.
Back up for a minute. Let folks know what is a heat exchanger.
Right. So a heat exchanger, as I'm explaining this sick, my suffering to you, the heat exchanger is on a propane or gas furnace. If it's electric, it's an air handler is the proper wording. But on a gas furnace of propane or natural gas, the actual flame itself is going through a heat exchanger or metal tubes. Right? And the metal tubes is what's heating up, and the air passes through those metal tubes, and that's what warms your air. So you imagine like blow torches blowing into a metal tube, and that metal gets really hot, and then the air passes over it. And of course, then at that point, you get extreme heat, which is hopefully warming your house. With extreme heat, especially the older furnaces, the first curve, they're like an S. If you looked at them sideways, you could see an actual S curve. Is when they would do this, they would bend the metal. And as you bend the metal, of course, it weakens it at those spots. So with that flame being the most intense on the first curve, you have a tendency to get cracked heat exchangers. Now, cracked heat exchangers can be dangerous because what they do is they add extra amounts of oxygen into the burning process. But that oxygen, what it does is causes the flames to burn impurely, which increases the amount of carbon monoxide in your house and can be very dangerous.
Cracked heat exchanger, we are obligated to turn off your furnace.
Yeah, it has to be shut down.
It was a great explanation on the technical side of, you know, what is a heat exchanger for your furnace, and then what is it if it's cracked? Well, when it's cracked, we are obligated to turn it off before we leave the home, because otherwise that is a serious health issue now for your home.
Right. And then some service techs, this is a good thing, they'll see an excessive amount of rust and they'll also warn you of it. And both of those things are accurate. So if someone's telling you you have a lot of rust, you should be very concerned about that, because obviously rust puts holes in metal. So most of the time a service tech is going to use a camera, and it'll just snake a camera inside the heat exchanger. And typically you can see the cracks. There's other ways of doing it, spraying water on the outside of the heat exchanger and watching it drip in. Obviously shows there must be a crack or the water couldn't drip in. So there's a few ways that service techs can show you have a crack in your heat exchanger. And of course, it's not about trusting or not trusting. It's you want to be vigilant in what you're doing, so you want the service tech to actually physically show you this.
Right, and that's why we have a camera in all of ours. So with APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, so you will, we can actually show you where that crack is and what it looks like, because you know it's kind of you can't see it with the naked eye sometimes, because you've got to get that camera back in the backside of that furnace.
Sorry, that ding was my monster cam.
that's what's keeping you alive through your sickness right now, of that energy drink.
Now, if you have a cracked heat exchanger, especially the newer models, a lot of them may be under warranty for you.
Yeah,
here's going to be the problem, and this is where you know, for you, the person who's spending the money is. Even under warranty, the labor is typically not covered. Now, that's not 100%. It's all going to go off of if you paid for a lot of companies, they will do additional labor warranties and so forth with you.
Right.
However, majority of the time.
So definitely check out your warranties, right?
Yeah, majority of the time, though, they're not covering the labor. But the labor is where it gets really expensive, even if they're just replacing the heat exchanger under warranty.
Because it takes so long to do.
It takes a long time. Yeah. Now, here's my biggest concern.
To replace those, yeah.
I'm not. And unfortunately, our society has become a throwaway society to a lot of degrees on certain things. And I don't want to be part of that, creating a bigger problem. However, when you get into a 20-year-old furnace, 15-year-old furnace, and I just saw one the other day, 28 years old, and the customer was asking about replacing the heat exchanger. One is, I probably won't find one that old. But the other part of it is, I mean, putting that much money into something that is that old is kind of crazy, because there's so many other parts that you have to be concerned about that are failing or rusting or falling apart. And at that point, if you ask me my opinion, I'm telling you, don't replace heat exchangers. I don't like to. My advice,
if it's failing,
90% of the time, is to replace it.
All other parts are starting to fail if they haven't already. So you're just, you know.
Especially if you have excess moisture. There's a reason that it's in there. I mean, there's a reason why something fails.
So that is, when you're having those furnace troubles, a cracked heat exchanger, that is not a repair. That is not an upgrade. That is a replace your whole furnace.
So that's
kind of
opinion,
we're starting with the kind of the worst case scenario, really.
Right.
So a great a place that we talk a lot about is how to upgrade a furnace. And so I'm going to kind of touch base on it before we have to run to break, because I know we won't get enough time. But where you can upgrade your furnace, actually, and you know. Get a lot more efficiency out of your furnace and actually add new comfort in your home with upgrading your furnace. So if you have to come to repair, don't just repair, upgrade your blower motor, right?
Yeah, the blower motor is another area that's interesting is that, and I'm sure we'll cover much more of this when we get back from break, but one of the things to look at is I suggest if your furnace is newer and you're not ready to replace it, is to consider changing it to an ECM blower motor, which is a DC inverted blower motor. So it takes AC energy and inverts it into DC energy. I'll give you kind of a perspective. Okay, the furnace itself can run 365 days a year and still spend less than what you're doing for your current one.
Yes, this upgrade can actually save you $300 to $400 a year. We're going to talk more about how upgrading your furnace can actually save you money. And we just get back. I want to tell you, we hadn't even talked about our January special. January is almost up, and I'm almost out of time before we go to break. We have the free furnace sale with the combo purchase of a furnace and an air conditioner. This is the time of year to do that. Call for your free estimate, no cost, no obligation, at 913-825-6600, or you can go to apwplumbing.com and we can set that up for you as well. Stay tuned to APW Help for Homes. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford. Across from me is Dixie Williford.
And the well Dixie Williford and the sick Keith Ford.
So, the committed
I'm
Keith
having
Ford.
Fun making fun of you tonight, today. So excuse the listeners.
My face hurts.
Yeah. So I think everybody has gone through this. I'm hoping it's not the flu. It's just a little touch of a bug. And it goes away very quickly because I didn't want you bringing that home.
This is what we have to pay for having kids. These kids bring illnesses.
They're
like
not
crazy.
They're not sick. They're fine.
No,
but
they were sick.
You touch them and so
they
that's your
you
fault.
Diseases.
You shouldn't have touched them.
Sorry, I hugged my children.
So,
that's it. I'm done hugging kids.
Yeah,
no more
kids. No more touching them. Anyway, well, that's kind of weird.
That was weird.
Yeah, but anyway, I divert. We have children together. Obviously, Keith and I are a married couple, so
let's hope we have
let's catch
together.
Up to anybody who's a new listener out there. We run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and we do the show every weekend, every Saturday here and APW Help for Homes. And we appreciate you listening to us. Last segment, we were talking lots about furnace troubles that you may be having, even though the last couple of days have been pretty nice. Nights are definitely still really chilly. And, you know, living around here in Kansas and Missouri, it is going to change day to day. And we'll have really cold days and then a warm up, you know, the next and then back down again. So the furnaces are kind of will take a break and then they're going to work hard. So what we wanted to talk about is, or what we have been talking about, is when to repair if you have furnace troubles, when to upgrade. And yes, you can upgrade when you have a furnace trouble and to get more out of it, and when to replace. So we talked a lot about repair and replace in last segment and started to get into if you have an issue and instead of repair, go ahead and spend just a little bit of extra to upgrade the some of the issues that you might be having in your furnace. And you can upgrade in your furnace and get hundreds of dollars of savings each year by doing these upgrades.
Yeah, there was a study done on ECM motors, and
And that's the blower motor in the unit that blows the air through the ductwork, whether it's cold air for summer and hot air in the winter. So it's a pretty important. It's like the ceiling fan for your room, but it's for the actual air and heat.
Yeah, the inverter technology that's happening in heating and cooling and other industries has made a world of difference for efficiency on all of our electronic components. And what it's doing is it's taking AC energy and inverting it into DC energy, and you get more energy out of it. So out of the whatever you're plugging in. So what ends up happening is that, let's say your blower motor goes out, you may just have a standard AC blower motor, and not AC like air conditioner, but AC as in electricity, blower motor. Now, one of the things that I do suggest is, even though it's a little bit more money, is if you have a blower motor that goes out, I suggest you replace your capacitor. There's a capacitor that goes along with that. It's a start and run capacitor that you'll have in your system. We talk about it in the summertime for your AC or your wintertime for your furnace. And the reason is that the service call to have somebody come back for that capacitor is going to be probably more than just getting the capacitor replaced the first time. So I do recommend, it's not required, you don't have to, but replacing that capacitor with the blower motor usually keeps you from having an additional service call and, more importantly, suffering, of course, freezing. So, but the blower motor, if you have a standard blower motor, you can request them to upgrade you to an ECM motor. And ECM motors will virtually across the board will transfer into a standard blower motor. Right? And the study that was done is they basically, the ECM motors will run 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Now, they don't run...
Which is a good thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you were just about to say that. Which is a good thing that they run that long.
Right.
But they go in such low speeds. That's what builds the comfort in your home, because it's constantly moving the air, whereas your old blower motor is just turning off and turning on, turning off and turning on.
And unfortunately, we, in a society, we look at that, oh my gosh, it goes on and off really quick, so that's good. I use less energy.
You don't.
No, that's not true. It's like, a car, and you guys have all seen them, or you've watched Dixie Drive, where you're at the light.
I'm a great driver.
Yeah, you are. So you're at the light, and all of a sudden, they accelerate really fast.
Oh, I do that. Yes,
To the next light.
Yes, I do that. Yes.
And then you kind of cruise up to him, and you catch up to him. You think to yourself, that got you nowhere.
And right? I wasted more gas.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So that's kind of the blower motor. Dixie is a standard blower motor.
Right.
I am an ECM blower motor. Right. So when we go and I finally catch up to her, I used a lot less gas.
Right.
And the idea, of course.
And you weren't harder on your car.
Right.
Yes.
And brakes and everything else that Dixie goes through. So she weighs like 100 pounds and 80 of it is in her foot.
Yeah.
Right? So, but that's kind of the idea, is you can upgrade and the companies will get, and it's always just an option. It's something that you want to take a look at and say, what is the cost to upgrade to this ECM blower motor?
But the big thing is that the savings that you get per year upgrading your ECM blower motor for your furnace is up to $300 to $400 yearly savings, because it's that low speed that it's constantly on moving, giving you better comfort for your home. And therefore, because the standard blower motor does require more energy, and it doesn't deliver the comfort for your home. So you get two major things: better comfort in your home because of those low speeds that it stays on all the time, and because it's on those low speeds, you save more money, $300 to $400 a year.
Yeah, and that's conservative, because actually the study was $400 to $500, but most people bring it down to $300 to $400 to make sure that when you're investing the money, you know you're going to get your return, which will happen very quickly.
Oh,
and plus,
my goodness,
it filters the air better, is the other purpose behind it. But you want airflow. In heating and cooling, airflow is extremely important, and we want to keep it consistently.
Right. And again, so if you're having furnace troubles, have had them, or you know that you're going to have them, or, you don't want to be surprised. You know, there is a time just to repair things. There's a time that you have to replace the whole furnace. But if you can do something in between, get a great significance return on your investment And when you have to repair, always upgrade that blower motor.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a no-brainer to
even,
do that.
Even 80% furnaces, it makes a world of difference, how well it runs and
Absolutely.
Saves you money.
We're about to head off to another break. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. I want to make sure you know and take advantage of the January special because we're almost out of January. So please call us for your free furnace sale with a combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner. All you have to do is call for your free estimate at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600. We have been staying super busy because if anyone has done any pricing out on furnaces and air conditioners, they know this is a great deal. So take advantage of it. We always have financing. Great financing options, let me say. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. I'm Dixie Williford, and across from me is Keith Ford. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
All right. I think you're starting to warm up. I think you're starting to feel just a little bit better. So great job.
Yeah, except for the 500 pounds on my chest. I feel incredible.
You're doing a great job today. I appreciate you being
here. And my face is blown up like a balloon.
And you know what?
You remove those two things, and my throat hurting, I'm fine.
I wish this was TV, because then I could show everybody what I'm doing right now, which is that little violin.
That violin thing, yeah.
Like, this is my violin, my tiny little violin.
Of sympathy.
So
you do
look
cute in purple, though. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't wear purple that often, and I was staring at you like I normally do, and I realized almost sometimes it's one of being creepy for me, and I'm the one staring.
No,
but yeah, you
thanks.
Look good in purple. Yeah,
I like purple.
Yeah, but you don't wear it that often.
Yeah, well, I'm not a K-Stater, so that's why.
The only ones who said
yeah.
It's the Mizzou people and
right, you know. Absolutely. So yeah, okay. So moving on, you are listening to APW Help for Homes.
K-Staters are great fans, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I'm nothing against them. I'm just saying that's why I don't wear a lot of purple.
Well.
So, however, moving on to more relevant topics is our January special, because we are almost out of January, and I want you.
Why is the year going so fast?
I you know what they say: the older you get, the faster it goes.
Oh,
and I'm really starting to believe that.
Is that what's going on?
I'm serious. I'm really starting to believe that there's some truth to that.
We just had New Year's Eve.
My dad has said that for years to me, and okay, you know, I'm like, yep, you're right.
So dude, time is just rolling downhill. I'll be dead soon.
You're diverting me again.
Oh, sorry.
So, January special from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We have the free furnace sale going on right now, and it's almost over. So I really want you to take advantage of it. Call our office right now. Set up for your free estimate on the free furnace sale with a combo purchase of an AC and furnace. And we always have financing. We'll make it greatly affordable for you. On those monthly payments, if it's not something you want to write a check out for. Most people actually finance with us. So we have lots of programs that are available. So you can call for your free estimate. It won't take much time at all. And again, there's no cost, no obligation, but you do know and can get the peace of mind of what that price is going to be for you if you get your appointment set here in the month of January. Now, I always let folks know, as long as you call in the office in the month of January and we can't see you until February, we'll hold on to the special, the January free furnace sale for the combo purchase of an AC. So you're just going to call and get your appointment set up in the next couple of days. But call now before you forget, and we're in February and we're on to our next promotion. So, because this really is the best one of the whole year.
Right. And Dixie knows a lot about forgetting. So take her advice.
I do forget things. And if I don't get it on the calendar, it's not getting done. So my life runs on a calendar. I've got, I'm always, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a business owner, and got going a million different directions. I can't keep it all in my head. So I need help. So don't make fun of me.
It's a small little head.
So call now at 913-825-6600. Like I said, we can take your appointment now over the phone to get that free estimate for the free furnace sale, the combo purchase furnace and air conditioner. Again, that number is 913-825-6600. Let's say yours is just a couple of years old and you don't have anyone maintaining your mechanical equipment, your furnace and air conditioner. That is just crazy. And you should always have somebody maintaining your equipment. Call us for the $59 radio special furnace safety inspection and we can start taking care of it so you don't lose up to 5% efficiency each year not maintaining your mechanical equipment in your home. So 913-825-6600. A couple of ladies are in the office today, Kathy and Candace, and they'd be happy to take your call to schedule the $59 furnace safety inspection or your free estimate for the furnace free furnace sale with a combo purchase of an AC and furnace. So I hadn't spent a lot of time on that, and that needed some radio time to get that all out. So thanks for being quiet for a second there, Keith. And
dude, I'll be quiet the rest of the show. I'm good with that. I do have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So just a roundabout number, you know, high or low, how many times a day do you think you lose your phone?
Oh, you're making fun of my memory again.
No. I just want to point this out.
If it's not in my pocket,
that's
at
not
least
true.
Five times.
That's not true. Even in your pocket, she will come to me and
because I'm constantly multitasking. And
Right. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yes.
Because she'll come up to me, and I think the number one thing, I call my wife more than anybody else, but normally it's not to talk
to
her.
Can you find my phone?
Can you call my phone? Sure. Yeah. So I call her phone, and sometimes it's in her pocket.
I'm sure there's an app or something.
Once
that
she was holding it.
I've been guilty of that least once. Yeah. I would have to admit.
Yeah, but you're other than that.
Okay, are you good? Okay, can we move on now? Yeah. So we've been spending a lot of time today talking about furnace troubles, and you know we're getting through winter and hitting lots of no heat calls out around the Kansas City area, and you know the question we get is, you know, yes, you know, of course I know I need to repair it, but we really talk to folks about repairing or upgrading, at least giving them the option that they can make more efficiency and better comfort on some of the options of repairing your furnace. Right. It doesn't happen with everything. You can't upgrade everything in a furnace. Sometimes you just got to repair it. And that's the only option you have. But there are options to actually upgrade. And when you can, like we talked about last segment, with the ECM blower motors and getting the standard old blower motor out, you can save $300 to $400 a year by doing that. And then that replaces that cost so quickly. So it's just a no-brainer. But what happens is that the service technician just generally doesn't go over those options. And that's what makes APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling so unique, I think. And so much better is because we always go over options and how it can help you. We put ourselves in your shoes because, you know, Keith and I, we're homeowners. I mean, we have a family. We want our lower utility bills. We want better comfort in our home. So we assume that every other customer at least wants to know their options.
Yeah, we want to sleep.
Yes. You want to sleep?
I want to go to bed.
Yeah, okay, because you're not feeling well. So, you know, that's what we do when we come into the home for any of your service needs, whether it's a furnace or whether it's for your, plumbing, anything at all. We actually go over options. Then you can be your own best judge of whether or not what option's best for you, for your pocketbook, and for the long term of that repair, upgrade, or the replace.
Yeah, and I know we're going to move on to water treatment, which is cool. But Dixie and I love that part of it. If you're looking at getting a furnace, though, or you're buying a new furnace, because those are the two big upgrades deciding what to do with your money. When it comes to buying a furnace, getting an ECM motor is extremely important, or a DC inverted motor. Soon, it's probably going to be standard in most furnaces. However, if you're, and even people who have like furnaces in the attic, you're typically doing an 80% furnace in the attic, or if you have an 80% furnace, those ECM blower motors make a world of difference as far as money goes. The last part of that, though, is
saving you money.
Is the variable speed blower motors. If you can, make sure you can't change from a normal blower motor to a variable speed. It doesn't work that way. You can go to an ECM, but you can't go to a variable speed. So if you're buying a new furnace, that option of doing a variable speed or an X drive, which are virtually the same things, an X drive is manually set to be a variable speed, and a variable speed does it automatically. I just go with variable speeds because then I don't have to set anything. It does it itself, right? So to me, that's much easier for us and more consistent. So, but the variable speed, that allows the flow of the blower motor to fluctuate up and down, right? And it allows you to get virtually the perfect amount of air going through your house. It also solves a lot of problems, the hot and cold spots. It helps reduce, obviously, getting better air treatment into your house, which we know indoor air quality is like the number three health concern in the United States. It's the number one environmental concern.
According to the EPA website, yes.
Right. And so treating your air and getting that airflow is extremely important for your family's health. Right. So that's why I like variable speed. So if you can do that and look at the cost and it's affordable.
So much more out of repair or upgrading those. But if you have to replace, make sure you replace with that variable speed.
Yeah, at least look at the cost and see if it fits. But it will pay for itself. And it's a really good, it's a sound idea.
So absolutely. And you know what? I was so passionate about water treatment, and I hadn't even teased on this topic yet today, but I want to talk to people about water softeners. They really are the anti-product for a plumbing company, but we totally believe in them. We've, you know, believed in them for over 20 years. And we have thousands of APW water softeners all over and around the Kansas City market because we 6,000. Think if we can, to educate folks on what mineral hardness rocks and boulders do to your water. And yes, we live in an area that has considered hard water or very hard water on that water scale, if you will. And because we don't have really problem water, we don't have smelly water for the most part, but we do have hard water, and that can wreak havoc on all any of your water using appliances, anything that water runs through, faucets, shower heads, pipes, tanked water heaters, tankless water heaters, anything, you know, that water runs through, washing machines, dishwashers. With a water softener, you'll save up to 50% longer life out of those water using appliances. That, for one reason, is a no-brainer of why you would want to have a water treatment in your home. So we want to talk more about that, how you get those savings every month, and there's even additional savings that you can do, and then health benefits with having a water softener in your home. But we're almost out of time, and we have to go to a quick break. Please give APW a call for that free furnace sale at 913-825-6600. We can set up that free estimate for you right now over the phone. You can call Candace or Kathy, and they'd be happy to help you. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and next to me is Dixie Willibird.
And welcome back.
I can get that deep voice now.
It's because you're sick and you just stay over there. So welcome back to APW Help for Homes. If you just tuned in, we've been talking about a couple of topics: furnace troubles, when to repair, upgrade, or replace. So you can go back to our podcast page and check in on some great tips that we did there. Also, we have our January special, which is almost over. So I just cannot stress enough for you to take advantage of the best sell of the year from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And that's the free furnace sale with a combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner. And you can get your free estimate. We always have financing, great programs available. But there is no cost or obligation for us to come out for that free estimate. All you have to do is call 913-825-6600. 913-825-6600. Or you can go to APWplumbing at .com.
Wow, I don't know, okay. What I forgot.
And or thedixiedifference.com. I was actually giving the
email. They should go to YouTube too. You don't tell them enough to go to YouTube. You have videos of
you. Got some. I need to do some more. But yes, absolutely. Or you can give us a call for the $59 furnace safety inspection. And folks, you can actually call right now as you're listening to the show. We have somebody in the office who can take your call to get either the $59 furnace safety inspection done. That's our radio special. Make sure that your furnace is running at safety and comfort for your home, and or call for the free estimate for the free furnace sale, 913-825-6600. So we're kind of moving on with the furnace troubles. So we hope that you can call APW and if you have any of the repair, upgrade, or replace issues. But water treatment is something that we believe a lot in. And it's just really about, we love educating on what is a water softener, what does it do. We have thousands of APW water softeners in and around Kansas City area. And because, we're not afraid of fixing your water, which fixes all your water using appliances. When you have a water softener, like I said in the last segment, it saves up to 50% longer life out of your water using appliances. So that's saving you a lot of money for a homeowner. Now, who wants to replace a tanked water heater or dishwasher or washing machine before it's time? Nobody does. But you do, I guarantee it, when you don't treat the water in your home. Take the rocks and boulders. Literally, that's what mineral hardness is. Take the little rocks and boulders out of your water with a water softener. And then in addition to that, APW, our water softeners, like no other water softener, has a built-in filter inside of it. That carbon filter basically gives you bottled water quality taste throughout your whole home. And that's wonderful as it is. Really what it's doing, it's removing the chemicals that the city adds to the water so that bacteria doesn't grow from the plant to the home, right? So it's important. We need the chemicals in there so we don't get sick from our water. However, once we get it, get the water to our home, we don't want the chemicals anymore. It will be taken out. And then the water that goes throughout the rest of the home will be chemical free. And in an age, we're really much more aware of that. We buy a lot of bottled water, so because we don't want the chemicals in our water and we want to be more healthy. You can do that right from your home and save thousands of dollars, literally, by having an APW water softener in your home that gives you bottled water quality taste throughout your home, and save on bottled water cost at Quick Trip or Sam's Club or wherever you buy it at.
What's the average people spend for bottled water?
You know, you can look it up, because if it's on Google, it's true, right? I always joke about that. But the average bottled water cost per person in the United States is $20 a month. Okay, so you might be more than that, you might be less than that, but the average, it blew my mind away when I was doing the research, but that's what it is $20 a month per person per month is the American average bottled water cost.
So that sweet little infant you're holding on the average is costing you $20
a month.
Well,
maybe not that. They're not costing as much.
Those kids, get rid of them.
No. But, you know, if you think about a family, like we have a family, a six at home. You know,
we need more.
We're not buying bottled water because we have an APW water softener that has a built-in filter in it. So I'm getting all the benefits of soft water, and where it's not wreaking havoc on all my water-using appliances. But it's also giving me bottled water quality taste. So we refill, I don't know how many bottled water bottles, but for going to school and for sports and just having, you know, just around for the day, that saves us as a family lots and lots of money, because I already have it for my home.
Yeah.
So, and then we're not showering in chlorine. You're not cooking with chlorine or any of those chemicals. It's a very safe product. It's EPA registered. So only one in the nation is EPA registered. So that's, important to note as well. If you want a free estimate, you want to learn more about water treatment, you know, we have a gentleman who would be happy to go out there and talk to you about it. It doesn't take very much of your time. And we can go over what all those benefits are and the pricing and give you a free estimate as far as water softeners are concerned.
Because people have to remember is that mineral hardness is not natural in water. Rainwater is naturally soft. So what ends up happening is that, especially in our area, you see a lot of limestone.
Right. Yeah.
Right down 435, you'll see limestone everywhere, right? Yep. And so limestone's a pretty soft rock. And so as the rain comes down, of course, it does pick up pollutants, but it also gets through the ground and collects the mineral hardness and absorbs it. So the city's job is to make the water safe. And they do a fine job of it to make sure that our water's safe. But there's a difference between safe water and the quality of your water. Now, you have to be careful, because there's a lot of our areas where if you talk to people, they'll say, we have some of the best water in the country. Okay, on class one contaminants, we have a lot of good water, meaning we don't have the horrible smells. We don't have huge iron problems and so forth. However, on class two contaminants, which they don't register that as far as water quality, that's going to be your chlorines and ammonias that they use for the city and mineral hardness. And so then at that point, you could have extremely hard water.
It would cost thousands and thousands of extra dollars in taxes for the city to actually do the class two with mineral hardness and take that out. It's just not something that, you know, cities are equipped to do, nor would they want to, because that would be passing those costs off to the consumer.
Oh, yeah. This is where KCK.
Yeah. Really hard water. So when you have a water softener, you save so much money per month on all your soaps and detergents. Because you don't have to use as much of it. You know, a lot of your detergents that you use, they don't even call themselves soaps because they legally can't. And why they can't is because there's not enough soap in them. 90% of that product is chemical water softeners. What Tide and Cheer and Cascade and all those know, they have to treat the water that is trying to clean your clothes and your dishes before they can actually let soap, then the rest 10% actually do its job. So if you mechanically, physically remove rocks and boulders from the mineral hardness out of the water with a water softener, then really that leaves you only 10% of a soap product that you need to use each month on your laundry, your dishes, your, you know, everything, shampoos, and go on and on. We're almost out of time. So if you want a free estimate on water treatment, water softener for your home, it intrigues you, you grew up with one, you want to change that and live healthier with a water treatment, then give us a call at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for your free estimate, 913-825-6600. Hopefully you can tell Keith and I are very passionate about our water. So because we just think there's such an easy fix. Also, from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, don't forget about our January special, which is the free furnace sale with a combo purchase of an AC and furnace. Call for your free estimate. We're in the office today at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600. And we're just about out of time. I had fun with you. Thanks for being a trooper and doing the show with me today, Keith.
I'm going to bed.
I'm Dixie Williford. Again, across from me is Keith Ford. You've been listening to APW Help for Homes. Listen in next weekend and every weekend right here.
Good night.
The preceding program was sponsored by APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Help for homes with the Dixie Difference.